You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to work. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this really well. In the name of Jesus.
Okay. So I'm likely going to take plenty of the time, because we need to Amen. Let's quickly turn our Bibles to the book of Psalms, chapter number 80. Psalms 80. Psalms chapter 80. If I dare say amen. Psalms chapter number 80. By God's grace, we are honored to have the presence of Pastor Emmanuel in our midst this evening. Let me celebrate him. Please do that well and better. Amen. He's the lead pastor of Thought Bearers Ministry. We've been blessed by him several times and several occasions. Amen. Glory to God. Psalms chapter number 80. If you are there, say amen. And let's also be sure those online are following and they can hear us well. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. I read from verse 17. Psalms 80 verse 17. Then I will quickly show you another verse in Psalms 81. Then we go back to Psalms 80. Is that clear? Is that a good one? Good. Now verse 17. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man, whom thou madest strong for thyself. Are you seeing this? Can we read together after the count of three? 1, 2, 3, go. Let thy hand be upon the man of your right hand, and upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. Psalms 81. Psalms 81, are you there? Verse 13. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. Oh, that my people have hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my right hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. Now look at verse 16. He should have fed them with the finest wheat of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. Meaning that I wish you had walked in my status, all this would have happened. there would have been no problem of enemies in the first place. They would have been subdued by you. The tenure of the adversaries would have been short. Are you seeing that? And that was the last one. Then I would feed you with finest of wheat. Don't forget when we were reading 1 Samuel 22, day before yesterday, when David ran to Ahimelech, and Ahimelech was telling David that there is what? Aloe bread. And what was the condition? If at least the young men have kept themselves from women. And that scripture really touched my heart. So God is saying, I would have fed you with the finest of wheat if you have walked in my ways. So we're going to be praying. That's why I said I would take time. I'm not going to rush. So we can pray. So I'm talking about the man of God's right hand. The man of God's right hand. Because we need to really understand something about that scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So Psalms 80. So when I read this, please sit down, Pastor. When I read this scripture at first, say, let your hand be upon the man of your right hand. The man that you made strong for yourself. You know, I read that scripture at, you know, the hand of God in terms of his anointing. The hand of God in terms of the firstborn, according to 89. When the Bible said that you have found my servant with my holy oil, God also went on to say that he's a man of my right hand, and I will subdue his foes before him. So I concluded that must have firstborn oil, but that's not true, because the Bible is also saying in scripture that the post of the hand is to make the man strong for himself. Nothing friendly makes you strong. Hello. Does friendly things make you stronger? They don't make you stronger. True or not true? I remember while we were younger, there was something they used to give us. There were two kinds. There's the era of the Agbo Jedi or something, where after you have taken sugary stuff, they will force you, and then somebody will hold you and clip you and tie your nose and that's nice. Well, I don't know, probably it was just in the north. There's one more thing whenever I remember the name, my body shiver. It's either one transparent bottle, they call it Ogunle Tutu. If you don't know what that means, forget it. Amen. When they give you that thing, and you will almost throw up. You must throw up, except you are possessed. Amen. They were not pleasant. And a time came also, you grew up. I remember there was a time I was sick. I was in part one. My friends convinced me and said, I was throwing up. He said, if you take this drink, it was an alcoholic drink. He said, you stop throwing up. It just seize everything, stop everything. I said, wow, really? He said, yes. He really said, yes. But they gave me the stuff. I gobbled it. It was peppery on my chest, but I just gobbled it. I think they call it Calypso. So the throwing up multiplied. I remember how I had to go to the park to go home, and the driver had to pause halfway, and I was throwing up, and they said he's drunk, he's a very stupid boy, and they drove off with my bag and everything I had in the car. They drove off. So this one is a very stupid boy, he's drunk. Those things were not pleasant, but they made us better. Such that if somebody tomorrow comes to say, take this thing. You say, no, I can't take it. I have experience. Now let's bring that in the likeness of God's hand being upon the man to make the man strong. It will look like God is not interested in the man. But what I'm doing now, it is verbal straightening. You know what I'm saying? But the coach will not do it in terms of physical activity. Even the verbal one is not pleasant. Now, there's a way pastor will use you to do it, you laugh. After the meeting, you go back and say, Pastor, please, sir, is there a way I can be removed from this equation? The same way the hand of God was upon Jesus on the cross, and he had to cry that, Father, why have you turned yourself? One of the things, the reason why this is so important, is because an average Christian does not know what it means to be a man of God's right hand. It means you will never have your way. Let me give you an instance. If you say that, my eyes are on you, if I say, there be my eyes are on you, it means you cannot misbehave. When you are a man of God's right hand, others may misbehave except you. The things they will do and get away with them, you will do them and you'll be caught. To have the grace of escaping the consequence of your misbehavior is not the grace that the blood of Jesus provided. It is the kind that comes from the pit of hell. Do you get what I'm saying? Hello? Are you what I'm saying? You know, you have escaped too many things. Even when you ought to have been disciplined for the consequence. The next question to ask, the next prayer to pray is not thanksgiving. It's to ask, Father, am I still in your plans? Am I still a child? Am I still important to you? Do I still matter in the scheme of the things you want to do? Pastor Hidebo said something powerful during one minister's conference. He said, King has many wives. But of all the wives of the king, there's the favorite wife. Others may misbehave except that one. He was talking about himself in terms of being the bride of Christ. If we look at ourselves as bride of Christ, then you describe that some Christians are prophets. True or not true? True or not true? True or not true? Yes. You will discover that some Christians, let's look at our relationship with God as a bride. Then you discover that we have many brides who are Jezebels. Jezebel in the sense that they have false gods. And they are even ready to kill the servant of God on the account of those false gods. Now let me quickly say this to you. If the hand of God is upon you, you can only go God's direction. I'm praying for everyone who is hearing me. May all your plan to do things your own way be frustrated. It doesn't matter the pain it brings. Because listen, sometimes you are thinking, God, allow me to have way. Even when you know that is not the way of God. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying frustration is not yet frustration until you encounter it when you are about doing something that God has approved. And yet it fails to move. But if God has not approved it, it fails to move. It is intervention, not frustration. You know, our pastor told us something, our old CC church then. He said there are three kinds of children. He said it in Yoruba. I'll say it and I'll say it in English. He said we have Aniomo. No, ani omo sha, omo, omo majemu, ati eni bi okan. That's four. We have just a child, all right? Just a child. Then we have a child. Then we have a child of covenant. Then we have the child after God's heart. You get what I'm saying? And then scripture justifies it. All right? Just a child. We may wonder and even kill himself. You get what I'm saying? They even start off hot, and then at some point it will just go back. Damage his life. they live as though their own heart has not been written somewhere. Then we have a child. All right, this one is one that enjoys the chastening of God. He can't do just anything. And he may not necessarily become great. And we have a child of covenant. He may go astray. May wander about. May start life as an armed robber. But he's coming back. Those who follow after him and say, because he's misbehaving, let's misbehave too. The covering over him may not cover them. They will die halfway. He alone will narrowly escape and come back. Are you seeing that? Then we have a child of covenant. These are very terrible ones. Right? We have example of such in the Bible. Someone like David. Alright? They look nothing like the size of their destiny. You look at them, there is nothing about their life, witness about their faith. Listen, please pay attention. Of all these people, the most terrible one is the one after God's heart. Alright? Because you may even meet, if you are not careful, you may meet your doom around him. Such children, but God said, anyone that lifts his hands against him has lifted his hands against the Lord. Listen, the issue is this. This is the complication. They may not even appeal to Christ before this will begin to manifest. It is the size of their destiny. Alright? Please pay attention. If the hand of God comes upon your life, it can never be your rule. This is rules. Alright? It can never be your way. These ways. The Bible said the purpose of this hand is to make you strong. For you unto the Lord. So men of God's right hand are not those that God made strong on campus, and then after campus they cut out. The strength that God gives this one, it is only a strength that can function in himself. That is, if God prospers you as a man like that, you start using a prosperity for frivolities, it will fly off. The strengthening that God gives to this one is in himself. You know, you have something that can only function in a dome. When you are in God, you speak, you know you are a man of wisdom. You go outside to MC, you are down. You get what I'm saying? You are in God, you do things, you know the grace is there. It's like the supply made available for your own destiny is such that can. Christ is the domain. Because you have been made strong. And what is the location of strength? In God. You try any other thing, frustrate. Why am I saying this? There are many amongst us that God has made strong for himself. But they are complaining that the strength is not working outside God. God is saying, listen, all those powerful ideas I give to you is as long as your heart is in line with my agenda. When you cut off, you get what I'm saying? You will do them. It will not just produce results. Are you getting what I'm saying? Have you seen a case whereby you have an ability, you know you have that ability, but the moment you are in certain situation, you feel like the ability has flown off? Have you ever been in such a situation before? Do you have a witness? You know there's something about your life that is unique. You have it. Listen, it does not just cut down to the domain of God alone. It cuts down to God's timing. That is, you know this is who you are. Outside, when you are alone, the grace is flowing. You come outside of that timing. You try to operate the same grace. It tells you, check later. Why? Huh? God has placed that in there unto himself and unto his timing. Are you following what I'm saying? Let me give you an illustration. I know of the story of a great man of God that had a vision many years ago. Before he shared, he's married now, before he shared the story. He had that vision when he was around, let's say, probably age 20. An old man waltzed to him and said to him, Every other person may go and get married, or you. David was anointed and so on and so time. You, your own is 30. That's when you will. From the time he was 25, he made several attempts. They were failing. Why? He's a man of God's right hand. There is a covenant of an execution that will only come in a particular time. To evoke God to make them come earlier is not to meet God at home. Oh. Do you get what I'm saying? See, let me say this thing to you. The things of the Spirit are deeper than you think. Alright? Such that the one that God has cast his eyes on is the one that may look unfortunate the most. Others who are not as good as he is will succeed easily. But God is saying it's not about speed. I'm saying it is my way and my time. You look at your life and you say, God, what's happening here? I mean, that one, I discipled this fellow, okay? This thing that this fellow is doing here that is working, I taught this fellow. So what is it about my own life? And God is saying, my timing, my rule. Do you get what I'm saying? Why am I sharing this? You will keep getting frustrated until you know the responsibility that comes with carrying the right hand of God. That the finger of God is upon a man is a good news, but much more a responsibility. That you look at a child and say, the hand of God is on you. You are saying, you will not grow according to the custom of children. Because Christ didn't grow that way. He grew in stature. He grew in favor with men. And in favor with who? With God. Alright? How many children grow in favor with men and with God? Are you getting what I'm saying? That when this hand comes upon your life, initially, you will have more complaints than testimonies. Are you following what I'm saying? You look at your life and you say, I sense prophetically to say this. Go back to the things God said while you were younger about this season. Because it may be that the things you are struggling for, God already said they are not for now. And he's not speaking again. He said it then. You know, the issue is this. I notice that frustration comes when you are far from the notes that contains the things God said. Because most times, those are the things he's still saying. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know the kind of encouragement that comes when you go back and pick those things? God said this. In the year 2011, I was in so-and-so marathon fast. I was praying unto the Lord, and then God gave this word. Most times, see that the solutions to the questions you are asking are already there. Are you following what I'm saying? Look at your life and say, God said this about me. He said, this is who you are. The more you journey from prophecy, away from prophecy, right, the more you journey away from your identity, you get to a point, you don't look like what you know. And the most painful thing is that, listen, let me say this to you. It may shock you. Depending on the kind of destiny God wants you to fulfill, the more serious it is, the less it speaks. You don't have to understand it yet. Just hold it. Let me say it again. The more serious it is, the less he speaks. Why? Most of your own journey will have to be a journey of faith. Because most of the things, if he says them to you, you will never fulfill them. Because your ego will not help you. And that's why I said that when you walk in the prophetic, you look at people's lives, you catch a glimpse of their destiny. Sometimes when you tell them, you just aborted the destiny. Because they configure, you've seen the original intention. A prophet sees the intentions of God. You know what I'm saying? But it takes alignment to understand his current action. Sometimes you are seeing the intention from a man who's got that God's current action over him is that he has left him to himself. And you come and preach the message of consistency to a man who needs the gospel of repentance. Are you getting what I'm saying? That a man is busy destroying himself. And you come and say, in this light, the Lord said to tell you to continue doing what you are doing. Message that ought to be for the moment God first found him, when he was of a humble spirit. Now you tell the man in that rebellious act, and he feels the Lord endorses of his ways. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right, you look at, hold on. You look at the Bible, you look at men like David, men like Abraham, right, men like Moses. Which amongst them do you want your journey to be like? Let's be very honest. Had a prophet to walk into your house and pour oil on you at age 12, you will never be able to fulfill the purpose until 18 years later. When did they pour oil on you? Probably your own is at 25 plus 18. How much is left? You get what I'm saying? That God, and he's still telling you, walk before that. See, the training of others notwithstanding, you stay with me. This is what I want to do with you. You know, there are general trainings of Christians, and there are special trainings based on the weight of your destiny. Are you get what I'm saying here? Are you get what I'm saying? I want to say something very, very big. If you have more freedom than control, you are not going anywhere. You know, look at yourself, you have many things. If you have more freedom than control, you're not going anywhere. No, Pastor, that the only person that was celebrated from childhood and filled his purpose was Jesus. The rest were annihilated from the world, criticized and wanted. The only person in scripture that was celebrated from childhood filled God's intention. And even at that, he sees your friend. Sometimes, what you are really praying for, things that will not allow you to fulfill God's plans. That the weight of God's hand, that moment I lose legal access to dictate the direction of my life. There are people that, if they walk out of God's plan, God will say, it's okay for them, let them. There are people that say, every other. He told David in Psalms 89, he said, even if your children forsake statues and wall with a rod will I chastise, my loving kindness will I not take away from them. He told Eli in 1 Samuel 2. He said, Eli, I have chosen before that both you and your fathers forever. But now far be it from me, for that I will honor. They that despise me, I will lightly esteem. Sometimes the new freedom you are celebrating that God gave you to do something is you are celebrating, you are calling abandoned. Because we don't know God. The moment you have been abandoned to yourself, you say, this is freedom. Because you have many other people been abandoned to themselves as object of celebration. You following what I'm saying here? You can wait on God for something that is not his plan and you'll get to yourself. And somebody else can go and wait and say, on the weight of the covenant I have with you that you know no reason about, I am saying you will wait till. Why? David was God's right hand. Lost, not you, David. With the wife of Uriah, you are coming back home, but I will chastise you. Saul, I told you to utterly destroy the Amalekites. No, today, your kingdom is torn away from you. Is God a double standard God? Answer me now. Is he a double standard God? Look at what he said. Romans chapter number 9. Being not yet born, God already, right? The elder will serve the younger. Not, but that because of God according to election. The reason why I'm sharing these things is that most times I honestly listen to the testimony of believers, and I honestly have a request that this testimony you are sharing should be a bit of a retreater, not clapping about. The fact that you are now. Is a reason to ask God. Is there anything? Do you get what I'm saying? You ask him. And God says, yes, if you're in line, that's good. Do you get what I'm saying? Something you obviously know that you once asked God. God said, no, a time came, you went into them, you got the result. Ask God, I'm presenting to you. What will he do? You are blessed. Because most times, the people you look at, they don't have testimonial. Do you understand what I'm saying here? That you look at Christians in church, this is they told you that if you study the way the body of Christ is, you will value alignment over speed. Hold on. Let me give you an illustration. After this illustration, I'll leave you to pray where you want. Daddy Joe shared the story of the time their teacher flogged them in Kabi and Nation. Flogged them. Right? The following day, the father came and brought old guys. They beat the teacher and embarrassed the teacher in school. Back to class. Said, whose fathers are rich? Those of you whose fathers are poor, like my, what we have suffered. Say, rich, I celebrate you. Moment, I, the only one, will never lay my hands on you. But you see, whose fathers are poor, not to do my homework. Which I'm blessing. Huh? Because someone here and say, I've just gotten a very nice privilege. My teacher said, he will never flog me till I leave the school. He's celebrating his way out of what will bet into the future. Do you get what I mean? And this one who is back home every day with tears, him, that is the way to progress. The fact that you come back to me, your life has failed. And the fact that rejoicing always doesn't mean your life is blocked. Do you get what I'm saying here? The question is not what situation are you going through. The question is under whose hands are you? This thing is... Are you getting what I'm saying? You know, I... spoke to me. He said, call so and so and so. Him. That the door of this generation is about to get closed. Tell him to leave whatever he's doing now and follow me. Huh? I picked my phone. Emoji, where are you? Valendi, okay. Now, please, God is saying, I think, leave what now? God is saying, this door is about to get closed. Fully called me. But the same will open his eyes till the door will be closed against some. And yet he will do nothing. And Pastor, those guys will still be selecting some good things. And somebody said, you'll be happy being a governor. Until you discover that you could have been a president. If, for instance, you are growing up in a community where your parents are not living, you see other people's parents chastising their children, no one to correct you. What Yoruba say, you will learn by seeing the way they deal with their children. If you see God dealing with people, and you look into your life genuinely that I'm worse, so, and that same God cried, is that not a reason to cry? Ask now, do we call this open door and grace? Do you get what I'm saying? You don't understand what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? Wait, do you understand what I'm saying? That God, the same God that is saying you cannot do, let's say for instance, marriage your way. Same God that will say, you, is that your choice? I bless it, you can go. It is not every believer that works with God that will live. Some God doesn't mind even the way. Only his ways will come to pass. People of God, I want you all to go on your knees. Ask God. Premature testimonies. You don't want to look like it. Place me in the man of your right hand. Place me in the hollows of your hand. I don't want to look like it. Place me in the hollows of your hands. Katika. Lene meketira kashati. Shin de prokure kebede. Makata. De karababiatarakush. Shina makata balaba. Zende mekunti. Salama. Shatata. Akatatata. Katatatata. Shili makatatata. Anti rukurukuru. Shili makrana rakunurukuru. Shili makata barakushite. Rugumetin bata. Shede makande roko roko. Shede roko 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 roko. Shede mata labayate. Yine makashete. Shede makara koroko. Shede makata. Shede makate. Shede makate. Raka. In Jesus' prayer. Secret. It's the sense in spiritual father. You know what I'm saying? Correct. It's called that tendency of fighting back. The next time you see something very other ones, such thing, it looks like consistently instruction. Just about positioning, about not just about father they are, whose child they are, about the positioning around the father. Sometimes your positioning around God is a terrible one. Such that you begin to call him to question on something that is dealing with you as a son of, you know, about. I get destroyed. Don't spare it. Spare me till I get destroyed. Don't spare me, Lord. Don't spare me, Lord. Don't get destroyed. Don't spare me till I get. Don't spare me till I get destroyed. Don't spare me. Don't spare me, Lord. Don't spare me. Don't spare me. Don't spare me, Lord. Don't spare me. Don't spare me. Don't spare me, Lord. Destroy it. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Please say something very serious. I came to conclude in a hard way and essential kinds of people. The first I look like it. Second set are the generation of them that will look like it. Speed without control. See, till you come everything you have read, it you know as long as no control. You look at your life, you don't have, you know. I look at the rate at which Christian decisions, it looks like we don't have a God in our generation who still, like, do we start God? Who still sits? He sat on the life. That God still exists. It seems to be as though everyone can cut themselves off God, but yet, as long as we are speaking in tongues, we are still fine. Are you really for that? Is such a thing as God's deals in our time? That's the question. And that's why I want you to really pray. Father, my case is different. Deal with me. I'm not asking for... Deal with me, Lord. My case is different. Father, don't pamper me. Don't ignore my weaknesses. Deal with me, Lord. Please, I don't want to be one... Deal with me. Deal with me. Deal with me, Lord. Until my holy gaze is you, it keep building till I look more like you. Until my holy gaze is you, spirit me till I look more like you. Until my holy Spirit building over me, look more like you. Until my holy gaze is you, Spirit keep building over me, till I look more like you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's rise to our feet, everybody, as I want us to pray this prayer. If you are going to a photograph store to take pictures, the moment you are entering, one of the things that will tell you that you are in the store of a photographer, you see some pictures hanged on the wall. Huh? We call them showpiece. Some of them because the owners have paid over 3-4 years. Some on the permission to put them there. Some that the owner yet not paid and yet they empty there. Because they are exceptional works. Photographers should not copy that piece. You are entering to the king see that are pointers to this is where good men. The masterpiece still am. I would have loved to share observation from the me point of so too much. I say, hold on.
this thing as Lazarus. Prayer point. Father, help me. Listen, I don't want to carry except longevity. I don't want to be a Christian that will carry every virtue except. That means I'll give you five prayer. When you get to your house, I don't want to be a Christian that will carry every virtue except longevity. Father, help me. 5 minutes of aggressive. Listen, hold on. The way we taught prayer is that prayer is like money you invest in a bank. You invest it ahead of the future. You don't invest carelessly, do you? Listen again to that sin, because whether you have it or not, I don't want to carry every other virtue. Longevity. Father, if you will bless me with all. Pray that prayer. 5 minutes.
In Jesus, well, one as bonus, there are always junctions that swallows valiant men. Father, survive such junction. I decree and declare, there are those valiant men. May I survive it. Shalom. Shele makrande rokun. May I survive it, Lord? Shele makrande rokun. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hallelujah. So, I told you during back that there are some of the things we used to do before. So, it was on Tuesday that we'll be going back. So, means they will also help you to grow. And one of such things is creating moments away from civilization. Go. Far here, it will be 200. Go. No network. Go and settle our case before God. Retreat everyone. And then come back. Amen. It was the kind of retreat we are doing with laptop, with all those things. No, it's true or not true. Let's get. As a Christian, don't ever be confused about your life. All that you need to wonder about is, or ask God is, What kind of destiny am I in? Don't ever look down yourself and say, why is my life this? Don't ask yourself. You're asking, why is my life like this? Ask, why is my destiny this big? Yes. Though, when you find tears, ask. God will strengthen everyone in Jesus' name. Once again, for that amazing time. Thank you, sir.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.